Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka.
And
we are delighted to be here.
Okay, so we're jumping in, guys, because you know why. This is a very, very special show, and we hope that you have spread the word and everyone who can be with us right here at BBS Radio, right there at onenesstalkradio.com. We are not at YouTube, so it's just on the radio right now. And thank you for being here with us. So guys, take a breath, huh? Bring a hand to your heart. Do you feel this full blood red moon, this full lunar eclipse? And we are watching our time carefully because very special part of the show today at 12 minutes after, when it is 12:12 Pacific time, together we are going to lift into our Merkaba of the face. And for one full minute, Sri and I will continually softly chant the mantra of self-ascension while we all hold the vision of the next moment, the next chapter. So first thing we want to say is, hey, if you want to jump into the queue, if you want a mini soul reading, we have so much show to go after we finish our, I'm just going to say our soaring takeoff moment, Sri. Remember, yeah. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you call and get a busy signal, does mean our lines are full. And we were told right before we went on the air, I think they might be full or there might only be one left. So hold on to that number. Next thing, guys, this is, I want to know, yesterday during our show, Explore the Mysteries, which if you have not caught, wow, you need to catch. And the archive is already posted on the homepage at shrinkyourradio.com. But this moment, from ascended numerology standpoint, is profound. And what we are getting ready to do together is even more profound. And what we're going to do with that energy, which we'll be talking a lot with about after we do the actual opening this morning, it's just like deeper, deeper, deeper.
Yes. Yeah, we're truly, you know, I noticed that the OTR chat room, people are talking about energy and buzzing and all of that.
And remember, you can chat with us over there. Just go to onenesstalkradio.com.
And we are connected with the chat. We are connected with you. And we are here in service to the expansion. And part of the expansionary opportunity that is in front of us right now is the willingness to let go of any preconceived judgments of how it ought to be, what it ought to look like, and what you ought to get from it, and instead be organized around your authentic essence.
Yeah.
And in your authenticity, to be able to calmly and creatively say, I am here, and I am ready, and I am open, and I am guided. And in that openness, in that calm, peaceful, connected, infinite opportunity, we radiate out a calming influence all around us. And this is part of what's coming at 12:12.
Well, you know, I just wrote this at the Oneness Talk Radio site, and I just want to share it with everyone. This is our moment. This is our moment to soar into the multidimensional spaces that everyone will be able to embrace oneness and call forward the manifested dream experience. That's what we're getting ready to do, guys. And I'm so excited you're here with us.
You know, we are, we've been noticing for the last 24 hours, especially, an uptick in the energy. And sometimes I feel a deep fatigue right to my bones, so to speak.
Yeah.
And other times I feel this electric kind of like, okay, let's get on with it. You know? and what I'm noticing is,
Robbie just said, let's fly. Yeah, Robbie, let's do it. And I agree, Akil, the star consciousness is crazy.
And so I'm really looking forward as we all join together today, and we're going to walk you through the Merkaba of the face.
Yes.
And as we are doing this together, we are setting in motion an incredible energy.
Okay, I have to interrupt.
All right, here we go.
Here's why I'm interrupting. Over in the Oneness Talk Radio chat room, Jean just jumped in from Washington, D.C., and of course, Jean, wow, thank you for being here. And may we, with your permission, focus this energy as a beautiful opportunity, because you're sitting right there. You know, you are right there where that energy is really where we're going to all be directing it to. So thank you for being here. And I'm seeing people here from all over the world. Spurthy just tuned in from India. We have people here from Europe, from all over the world. This is wonderful. And yeah, guys, we're going to talk all about the fatigue. We're going to talk about all the unexpected energy. However, we only have 7 minutes to go until we are going to be at that peak moment. So Sri and I want to walk you through. So right now we want you to just kind of relax.
There's a little training
We just want to walk you through, because we're actually going to start this process at 10 after. So again, just the first part of the show, we're kind of front loaded today because of everything that we're going to be doing. And look at you all coming in from all over the world, all over the United States. This is a blessed moment. We love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
So as we take a breath,
And
kind of smile that each of us has a front row seat at the revelatory moment of your life experience. And I say that kind of tongue in cheek, because we are at a revelatory moment for all humanity, for all of us. And yet it always is personal, meaning that your experience works through your consciousness. Your experience works through your authenticity. And so each of us, while we're sharing a common experience, we're all going to have unique perceptions or impressions of that experience. Now, I trust that everybody here has tuned into the Merkabah, the Face practice. If not, kindly, while you're online, go to SriandKira.com and scroll down about 60% down on the homepage. And on the right side, you're going to see in a blue box, there's some text with a link that says Merkabah of the Face training here. And you click on that link and you'll immediately be taken to a page where you see beautiful Kira with the Merkabah drawn over her face. And it'll all make sense once you see the photo.
It will. But, you know, I'm sitting here wiping my eyes, because you guys over at the Oneness Talk Radio chat are just so incredible. I mean, this, do you feel it? I know you guys feel this energy. And so with the Merkabah of the Face, remember very, very quickly that the top of the Merkabah is right there at about the hairline, right? And the bottom is in that U in your neck. And remember, if we were to draw just the top triangle, you would go from that hairline down on either side of the eyes to the mouth, right? That's where the base is. Then we start from the neck coming up by the mouth up to the eyes, where the base is made. And so what's going to happen is that we are going to invite you, and I invite you now, really start calling up your vision. What is your vision for this year, for 2019? And what is your vision for beyond that? And remember that we are already in this profound full moon energy, that this lunar eclipse is going to begin this evening. And I want to just really quickly, before we begin, remind you that the ascended numerology of this lunar eclipse, the total of it comes to the 5, which is truth revealed. And that the time, and remember, we're all going to be together entering the quantum field and future pacing this to 12:12. It's actually going to be 12:12:14 seconds a.m. this morning, this coming night, right? We're going to be future sending that energy. And that's why we're going to be doing it at 12:12 Pacific time right now, so that we can carry that same energy. And so if you can tonight, even if you have to set an alarm, try to be awake, whether it's tonight or tomorrow morning or during the day, try to be awake at 12:12 a.m. Eastern time this evening to actually catch the energy that you're going to be sending ahead with us in 1 minute, Sri. We're going to start in 1 minute.
All right.
And so this is and then we have so much more show to go about this. And
we
excited.
Have callers standing by.
Oh my goodness. We have a full house and so much to share. So let's all start. Let's just start bringing our hands to our hearts. I'm going to ask everybody, let's now just take this minute, bring our hands to our heart. There we are. And clear your breath. Just taking a deep breath, deep breath, deep breath.
Oh.
Just really let it out. Relax and be. And if it's safe for you to close your eyes, then go ahead and close your eyes now and begin to connect with that beautiful heart that's beating inside of your chest right now, that beautiful physical heart, the one that came in and started beating before you were even born, the carrier of that beautiful blue jewel, wisdom and energy. And allowing the breath to be soft, and if it's safe to have your eyes closed, we want to begin activating the central meridians of our body, getting our psychic centers open more, getting our visionary experience opening more. And we do that by touching our thumb and our middle finger together, and
just
we release
tapping
it.
Them and releasing
touch,
them.
Touch, release. And we want to start really building that up. So start really building up that energy, touch, release, and you want to build it up to the point where it almost feels like electroshocks are coming out of your hands. It just start feeling like almost static electricity, and it's just touch, release. And as you do that, I want you to close your eyes, relaxing the breath even more, and begin to start seeing your vision of you, your dream. Remember, we have all reinserted into this timeline. Start calling up that dream. And as you are doing that, keep trying to activate those fingers. Just kind of let that keep going, kind of on autopilot, and begin to feel your dream. And as you do, I want you to start morphing that dream into an entire beautiful ascended planet. And as we do that, we're going to release those fingers, and we're going to take those middle fingers, left and right, doesn't matter which is top, which is bottom, and gently tap release at the top of your Merkaba, the face, and in the U, tapping and releasing, having the eyes closed, feel your Merkaba filling with light. Doesn't matter what color you see, just notice. And I want you to now take in a deep breath, and on the exhale, spin that Merkaba, release those hands, build the energy. And as this Merkaba spins and as you see this new world, Sri and I will begin repeating the mantra of self-ascension for one full minute. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me.
Guiding ourselves out beyond space and time, we begin to notice that around our body now is a beautiful auric field of ignition. We feel our prime meridians flowing. We feel the energy flowing. Our breath is gentle. And we call forward now into the center of this divine circle of sacred family in the unified presence of oneness, the energy of this beautiful world experience. We call forward as a cradle of love, as a pillow, as a blanket, the softening of that which would seek to disrupt the energy of this beautiful co-creative moment. We send into this circle our dreams, knowing that they will be carried into the quantum field where there is the infinite energy of expression and creation to support them. We feel our fingers now tingling. We feel our hands filled with light. And as we take in a deep breath, we bring all that energy, we scoop that energy into our heart center, and we begin to feel ourselves dissolve into the quantum field of light now. And we see ourselves floating. And the time that we notice is 12, 14 seconds a.m. Eastern Standard Time, January 21, 2019, when the lunar eclipse of the full supermoon has hit its maximum point And we notice that there is a portal of light igniting, and we feel as if we are a bullet able to jettison through this. And as we jettison through, we notice that we are in the freedom of expanded free space, well beyond the third dimension, well beyond the fifth dimension, well beyond the seventh dimension, faintly in the ninth dimension, aware of the expansive experience to the 33rd dimension. Taking in a deep breath now, we bring our hands up to our star consciousness area, and we lift up our spine as we lift up our breath, and we begin to notice that time is an illusion, that the sense of a linear time would take us away from that which is our true beingness. And as we feel this spiraling energy, feel this beautiful golden spiraling energy coming back into you now, surrounding you now, it begins at your crown, releasing your hands gently, allowing them to come down by your side. You feel this golden spiral of light coming down, starting at your crown, and it's now encompassing you over half of your body. Feel it keep spiraling. It's now at your feet. And you are relaxing into this cocoon of golden spiraled ignition light. This cocoon will keep you in the blessing of your multidimensional expanded presence and ignite the quantum field around you. In this moment, again, call forward the vision of your life in flow now. The dream that you are ready to manifest, send it into this beautiful moment, this void. And then expand it through you into the unified field of the healing light, calling in all beings and seeing only love. Take in a breath, relax, and allow yourself to now come back into your body. And as you come back into your body, you might notice that your eyes are seeing things a little clearer. Your Merkaba, the face, is still expanded. And let's just breathe for a minute, because I'd love to, as each of us is able to come back into our body, I know I'm having a very hard time. It would be wonderful to start hearing how these experiences were for all of you. We have so much more to share about what's happening right now. But I'm almost wanting to cry, because I'm humbled by the extraordinary blessing of this community and what we've just accomplished together. Yeah. It's extremely humbling.
To me, I feel like we're floating in the ultimate om of the universe. There's this expansive, nourishing energy. And I say thank you to all of you who have participated to create this beautiful, beautiful expansion of peace.
And, you know, as we're coming back into our bodies now, really just kind of sit here and start anchoring, noticing, just notice what you might be feeling as you start future pacing now, knowing that that energy has already been set. We together successfully went into the quantum field. We popped outside of linear time. We have consciously set this energy to be received here on this planet in this timeline at 12:12:14 seconds Eastern Standard Time tonight, AM, the very early morning hours, the first 12 minutes of the 21st. And lots of floating, lots and lots of floating. Beautiful sharing coming in. I'm starting to see more of you sharing. I'll just read out some of this for all of you. I feel floating. Wow. Floating, floating, floating. Beautiful tears, love, tingles, floating. Still floating in my rainbow Merkaba. Feeling like soft silk, blissful, grateful, beautiful full body vibrations, golden light, deep emotions, skin vibrating, pineal gland tingling. Yes, yes, yes. It is all of that. Seeing yourself as the wisdom teacher and a healer, relaxing as if time did not exist. True, because we sincerely, guys, please take this moment and just, yeah, I get it's hard to come back into form. You know what? You don't have to totally come back. And just allowing ourselves to be together right now. And wow, beautiful angels. I can't even keep up with your sharing over at the Oneness Talk Radio chat room. It is so overwhelmingly beautiful.
And it's so wonderful to be able able to tune in with what you experienced. And it's a gift of love, truly, for all of us.
Yeah.
And we just celebrate you and this community and this opportunity to radiate an authentic love, peace, high dimensional energy into our world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we stand in that truth and radiate that truth without anything other than I am.
I am.
We influence all that is around us to become more of the I am.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is, it's, oh, good. Chris is going to deliver a painting. Yay. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Because, you know, we did launch the art gallery here at OnenessTalkRadio.com and we've only had three paintings. So please, please send us your art. That would be such an honor. And guys, I just want to step in and say that if nothing else, you know, if we just sat here for the rest of the show together in this energy, that in and of itself is how we change everything. Because right now, the power, the empowerment, the divine presence of us as a unified stream of consciousness, I pray with all my heart and soul that each one of you in this moment is feeling the power that comes when we just say yes, when we just allow our egos to relax and call ourselves present, when we let go of the mind that would stop us from entering the quantum field. I just pray with all my heart and soul that each one of you has just had the blessing and the gift of actually getting rid of anything that would ever make you feel you would be less than this, because this is your truth. This is who you are. You are the absolute quantum experience of allness as oneness. And I'm having a hard time talking, Sri. I'm just so still so deeply in this extraordinary gift of this community that it's humbling and it's extraordinary. And it's like, guys, I just want to melt into you forever.
You know, it's for me, it's such a delight.
Yes, send our world leaders this energy, please. Yes, yes, everyone, sip water, please.
Exactly. And it's such a wonderful thing to be able to dance with the paradox of here we are enjoying the expansive bliss of the oneness while simultaneously expressing through our individuated fingers as they type into the chat room.
Well, I thought Mr. Tie-Dye was just saying we plan to be here when the energy arrives. What a great idea. You know, the chat room's always open. What a great idea, because really everyone, remember, it's the blessing of receiving. We've just given, right? You've just opened up the portal. And so that is what is just so extraordinary. Yeah, if you can't use your legs yet, don't worry about it. Just be, you know? And so imagine the blessing when you wake up tonight and say, you know what, I'm going to receive this now. Do you get that? That's the miracle presence. Together, we have all just ignited this extraordinary gift. And this gift was ignited with only sincerity, love, and presence. That is the energy of miracles manifested. And so for some of you, this might be the first time you've had the blessing of this type of experience. And so, yes, cold is normal. I'm freezing, by the way. It can be normal. It depends how far out of your body you go. I'm also loving that for a lot of you, as I'm speaking, it's 222. You just got to love that. And so the key here, my angels, is that when you have given as much as you have just given from the selfless space of pure love, notice what you feel. Notice what you're feeling and notice how beautifully your mind can't engage in this moment because you're filled with this beautiful golden divine experience. And now that beautiful spiraling golden protection that you've called in around yourself, not only did you just create that, you have yourself gone into the quantum field and sent this ahead to yourself. And sent it ahead to the planet. And this is why to be here on the opening, right? To be here on the opening and having gifted this, and then to say yes to yourself, to be there this evening to receive it. Do you see the gift in that? The balance, the pure, sheer beauty, the sincerity, love, and miracle presence of the giving and the receiving. You are the blessing. You are the master. You are the creator that will create that which is beautiful, harmonious, and only can serve all, or it cannot come in this way. And so, yes, Jennifer, I agree with you. I have tears running down my face as well. And I'm loving, like I said, I just can't keep up with your chat because it's so whelmingly extraordinary. And by the way, there are 111 people in the chat room right now. 111. You've just got to love that too. Oh my goodness gracious.
We like the one and the one and the one.
Well, and the 222s and the serendipities here. And I also noticed Akhil had added up to a 7 plus the infinite. I mean, there is so much happening and just beautiful. And I'm loving the sharing, loving that we are all in this. And guys, this is what's happening. And with all our heart and soul, Sri and I encourage you, give yourself the gift of today. Focus on your vision. You just opened up a portal. What are you going to do between now and 12:14 seconds p.m. or a.m., excuse me, tonight? What are you going to do? Give yourself the opportunity to be chatting, to be with yourself, to be diving into all of that, to allow yourself the blessing of you. Get really clear on what you want. See yourself doing it. Bring that in. Allow yourself that opportunity because that's the gift we are all being given. We are all in this gift together. And that is the blessing of this moment. And you know, Sri, I just want to share again, we just have a couple of minutes left before we're going to go on a break. And then after the break, we're going to dive into talking to all of you and doing soul readings and so much more. But I do want to share, especially those of you that are sharing your extraordinary visions. Oh my goodness, so many beautiful visions being shared in the chat room right now. That Washington, D.C. is an 11. Okay. According to, now this is using ascended numerology. Okay. This is ascended numerology. And the date is the 12. And the two together is the 5, okay? And then the full eclipse begins, all right? So just looking at the full eclipse, the maximum, and then when the eclipse ends, without giving you all the details of it, it's a 6, an 11, and a 7 plus the infinite, which brings us back to the 6 again. And this is why the Merkaba of the face, remember the Merkaba is the energy of the 6, right? So this is why it would be so important to be able to give ourselves this opportunity to really ignite the Merkaba of the face. And remember, you're going to want to be igniting that Merkaba of the face a lot. And I strongly encourage you, maybe around 12:10, you know, rather than waiting till the 12:12, ignite that Merkaba of the face again. Begin chanting the mantra of self-ascension. Hold it through that 1 minute or listen to this broadcast. It'll be posted by then. Remember, it was those first 15 minutes was the entire process. And so this is important because the 6 in ascended numerology is also all about unification and ignition. It's that time to grow beyond that which you are now. It's about birthing and coming out of the womb. And when you have that 6 energy for the lunar eclipse, and then we have the 5 energy for the actual time energy, mm-hmm. right? That and that 5, remember, is the truth revealed. Well, here's what happens. If I take that 6 and 5 together, we're at 11 again. This is an inescapable 11 moment. And so this is a very powerful, yeah, whoever said review the ascended numerology before the show, yeah, it sends chills through us too, Susan. It really does. And that's why I'm saying the ascended numerology on what's happening right now is just too powerful to deny. And I'm grateful that we are in this together. I really am.
And I just love that we can be together in a truly wholesome, spiritual, energized form.
Yeah.
And there's no agenda other than the dreams, the visions that were gifted to you for what is to come.
Right.
That you say, oh, okay, I can accept those dreams.
Sure.
I can accept those visions.
Right.
And I wish the same for all.
Exactly.
And we're truly in that moment of divine unity.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to work with this, you're welcome to revisit the meditation, to send it, to do this all again.
Well, and that's the key is that now that, and here's the key, if you're getting this show in the archives or you say you show this to other people and they get it later on, you can do the meditation and go back to the other. And so whoever's talking about whatever with their calendar, what I will share with you is this, and I'm not going to go through what I see. You have to use ascended numerology, but I went to the official, and if you want to go there, I have the website. I went to timeanddate.com, and I am going with their numerology. I'm going with their times. And so if you go to timeanddate.com, and in UTC time, the maximum eclipse is at UTC 21 January 05 12 14. When you adjust that to Eastern Standard Time, it is right there at the top, 12 12 14. And we are using ascended numerology. So anyway, it's just a really profound moment. And let's go ahead, Sri. I think we need to take a quick break. And
we're going to have so much more show to go.
Tons of people on hold. Lots of email requests. We got a lot to say. And
absolutely,
we want to hear from you.
So now is a good time to practice standing up. And we're going to be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. And we are delighted to be with you. You know, here we are. It's a beautiful Sunday. And we have gathered together and opened up an amazing, sweet energy of truth and connection. And we just want to offer you all a big hug and say thank you.
Well, and, you know, along with the thank yous, I want to share, we've had a couple of wonderful, we have so many emails, but a few I want to mention right now. First of all, Anne, Scottish Anne, I know you're over there in the chat at Oneness Talk Radio. Wow, we got your full moon photos. They are crazy gorgeous. Thank you for sending them. I am so grateful that you had such a nice clear view of the full moon. And I also wanted to read Cassandra's email, Sri, and she's also hoping for a little mini soul reading, but here's her email.
All right. It goes like this. Namaste, Sri and Kira, and thank you for gifting yourselves so that my experience in flesh is enhanced. Mm. Last week, your explanation to my question about discernment and awareness led me to read your article, Ego, the Freedom's Pirate. Mm-hmm. Wow. As I read it, so many answers were answered. It is a great article, especially for those who, like me, are new to the yoga of self-ascension. Much love, Cassandra.
Well, Cassandra, first and foremost, thank you for reading the article. And I agree with you. That is a great article. And there are a lot of great articles that we're putting out there. And we try to put out as many as we can. But thank you. Because what happens is that, you know, there's that old saying, when we are ready, the teacher appears. And really what that means is, when we are ready, our soul leads. Isn't that really what it means? It means that when we are ready, we let the body relax and the soul lead, because that's our true teacher. You know, it's trusting the inner wisdom. And that's really the reading for you today, which is why I really wanted to share your email over the airwaves. Because for you, there's this moment, it's like, I keep seeing you standing there with your hand on your heart. And this beautiful being that is with you, and they carry a very soft, it's like a soft, I was going to use the word like a milky blue, because it's like a really soft bluey color. And, but they really are holding you, and they're just whispering in your ear, and they're saying, you're ready. you're really ready, trust you more. And they're saying, you may think you are new to the game, but that is only because you have done this so many times before. Call forward that which you have always known and step forward and arise, beloved queen. You are a priestess, you are a magician, and you are amazing. And thank you for the honor, Cassandra. Many blessings, my love. Namaste.
Beautiful indeed.
Yeah, she is. As we all are. Oh my goodness gracious. I'm still kind of reeling, Sri. And you know, I bet we have all these people, and it looks like we've had a caller drop, guys. So those of you that want to try and grab that line, go for it. But let's say hi, Sri.
Absolutely. We're going to start at line 4, and we'll say hi to Fran from Canada.
Hey, namaste, beloved angel. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much, Kira and Sri, for taking my call. I'm doing good. I'm calling for a mini soul reading, but about a specific situation. I, last July, resigned from my government employment because there was something my boss was doing that I no longer was willing to continue accepting. And because I had accumulated unused vacation time, I'm actually on leave from work, and my last day is next week, the 29th of January. When I've been on leave from work, I focused on my writing because I have a dream of being an author. And, of course, I needed to find another way to make an income, but I decided that I did not want to work for someone else. I wanted to be my own boss, and so I've enrolled into a coaching and learning how to develop my own online retail store, which I'm hoping to launch in the next couple months or so. In the interim, last week, I learned that my boss in question was promoted to a different position, which means she would no longer be at the office where I was working at, and someone asked me if I would consider coming back. And that's why I'm calling, because I wanted to let go of the old and start new and focus on my dream of writing and finding a way to support myself and go more towards a spiritual life. Mm-hmm. But I'm confused at the moment because I'm saying, because every day I do my mantra and every day I tell spirit that I'm here to be used as he or she sees fits, you know, like I'm trying to really go more towards spirituality. So why I'm asking for the mini soul reading is because I'm confused and I want to be clear. Is it possible that spirit is asking me to go back because I'm needed there for some reason? Or is this a test into my changing and moving forward into a new life?
Well, those are both mastery questions, and I really honor you for asking them. And as I was listening to you, my love, what I heard clearly was that it was time for you to recognize that you don't have to suffer to become spiritual. And they're saying it's so funny. There's this beautiful being who's just kind of sitting there next to you, very matter of fact, you know, very, very wise, very ascended, but just kind of sitting like the two of you were sitting having a cup of tea and just being very matter of fact with you. And so what they're saying is this, they're saying, we are offering you a way to subsidize your dream. And they're saying that it might not last more than 3 to 6 more months, but that it will offer you the cushion you need to fully evolve that which you are moving forward into. And they're saying that there's also an unresolved energy that you will be able to resolve that will no longer pull away from you. It will only offer you propellant instead of, in other words, it'll actually enhance your journey rather than distract from it. And so that's what they're wanting you to hear. And I think you're being very, very blessed, my love. I really do. And so maybe the opportunity in front of you is to sit down and say, thank you. Thank you for showing me that maybe I can do 2 things at once and find a way to integrate that aspect of my life without feeling that I'm compromised in doing so. And I'm really grateful to talk to you today, Fran. You're an amazing being. Thank you so much for connecting with us.
Thank you so much, Sri and Kira. I love you both. Namaste.
We love you, honey. Namaste.
Many, many blessings. Truly, it is wonderful to have options in our lives. It can be a little daunting sometimes, and it's really important each of us kind of relax inward and trust how you're guided. I'll tell you what, speaking of guidance, we are going to go to the next phone line, and that would be line 5, where we'll say hello to Colleen from Arizona.
Namaste, Angel. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Sri and Kira. What a pleasure to connect with you today.
And with you, honey. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. When you said, okay, you can enter your body again, I was like, no, no. And that's part of my problem right now. I've been really spending, I don't know if it's a problem, I've been spending a lot of time in gifting myself with quiet contemplation and sitting in that energy of the cosmic connection. And I feel like not even here. And I, you know, I have to drive, I have to work. And I'm like, wow, how can I break through and not just straddle the dimensions? Because I feel like I'm straddling. And I've been telling my accountability partner that I feel like mush, like lentils that have cooked too long. And people keep telling me, Colleen, come on, wake up, wake up. And I am working so hard to wake up and just really connect. And, oh, man, I could use a soul reading.
Oh, Colleen, you know, first and foremost, just thank you for the blessing of the joy and the love of connecting with you today. You are extraordinary. And, you know, I just want to first share with you, my love, is that you're actually doing more than you're aware of. It's fascinating. In order to fully bridge into multidimensional experience while we still have a body, right, which is the whole purpose of the art of ascended living, and that's what the yoga of self-ascension teaches us, is how to be able to navigate many dimensions while we still have a form. Because you're right, you know, before enlightenment, chop wood, haul water. After enlightenment, chop wood, haul water, right? And so here's the key. You are at a moment and you have three beautiful guides. One of them is very, very tall, and she's wearing what looks to me like almost like a lotusy, like three huge points on it, golden type crown, very long hair, very long robe. The other two are male. One is carrying a crystalline sword, and the other is carrying what looks to me to be like a big, it's like a basket, but it's carrying technology and information and all these other things. These three energies are standing around you, and what they're saying is, and it's funny, they're all bowing. The two men are bowing, and the woman's got her arms wide open, and she's saying, I am standing right here. All you need do is open your heart and see me again, and when you do, you will step again into that which you have known many times before. Arise, beloved one, and release the fear, for the next step of the journey has already been taken. You are merely waking up to that. And so breathe that in, honey, because you're actually further along than you're aware of. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I am so honored to have this connection with you, Colleen. Thank you, my angel.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Namaste. Wow, Sri, you know, I don't know, but how about all of you guys out there? I cannot stop spinning. You know, that golden spiral energy that manifested in through this extraordinary gift that was just given to all of humanity, these incredible callers, our incredible online community. This is quite a powerhouse moment, and I'm really tangibly feeling it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm having a hard time keeping my breath.
Well, and it's important to remember to breathe. Sometimes we actually have to send a signal to say, okay, I'm inhaling fully now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still trying to inhale, much less fully. But, you know, we have so many people holding on the phone lines. Why don't we continue?
Well, let's do that. Let's go to line 1 and say hi to Benjamin from Pennsylvania.
Hey, gorgeous. Welcome.
Kara, thanks for taking my call.
It's our honor.
Well, it's been a long time since I called in, and today was like after that amazing experience earlier with going out of space and time. I was like, okay, today you're going to call. So here I am.
And you got through. Cool.
Yeah. Well, for me, I just want to say that I felt like I need to share with January and the energy and how it's been. I have really had to, I guess you could say, reclaim what I know, instead of putting it off. Like last year, I'd often put off what I'm supposed to do and be like, oh, I'm fine with this, even though I'm not. So this year, I've really been working on, you know, doing what I know instead of trying to push it off. So, I would just like to request a mini soul reading.
Well, you know, thank you, first and foremost, for the honor. I really do thank you for that. You know, sweetheart, when I look at you, it's funny. The first thing that I see are your feet. But they're showing me your feet, and they're very, very ornate. And I see them on this beautiful landscape, and you're wearing these golden sandals. And it's like every step you take, I see a flower bloom. And then there's this music following you. And it's like you become one with the music and the land and these flowers. And what they're saying is that this is that birthing moment. They're saying that you have been cleansing, purging, rearranging, preparing. You are getting ready to enter another phase of your life, and this 5 energy for you is really powerful. May is going to be a major month for you, as will be again 5 months later. There's these cycles of 5 months coming up for you, and they're saying to remember that every step you take is golden, and a flower grows because you are, and to allow yourself to simply relax into the truth of you as the next level arises. And Benjamin, I can barely speak. There's more energy coming through. I want you to close your eyes. All of you that are tuning in right now, I think the reason we're all so dizzy, there is a massive download coming through me. I can feel this energy spinning around my head. It feels like the way they're describing it is the discus of Vishnu. And it's spinning, spinning, spinning. I'm feeling it getting wider and wider. It's almost as if I feel I have the rings of like what would look like the rings of Saturn spinning around my head right now. And they're saying that for all of us that are here right now, we are all attuning, and that we each attune to the harmony of the divine presence of who we are. And Benjamin, thank you for igniting this portal for all of us. My hands are in prayer position with a deep bow before you, my love. Time for you to claim your mastery. Many blessings, and thank you all for the co-creation of this extraordinary moment. I am honored.
Thank you. That was amazing. Love you guys.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, honey. Wow.
Many, many blessings.
Ooh.
Yeah. Whoa. Let's take a moment, everybody. It's time to breathe and allow the circulation. You know, so often the sensations that we experience through the vessel, through the body, let's just say that it's important to breathe, to drink water, to send reassurance to the body and allow it to participate in the blessing, versus feel intimidated by the blessing or reactive in some fashion. We all participate in this true wonder.
And what I'm loving, what I'm enjoying so much about this show today is, number one, of course, the extraordinary community that's here. Oh my gosh, the love, the support, and that the demonstration. Guys, if you ever have somebody that doesn't believe or doesn't want to, I think that today's show is an active demonstration of the power of oneness in action, of sacred community, of sacred intention, of staying focused. And hey, send that veggie wrap my way, will you? You guys over there in Oneness Talk Radio. And so, you know, what we're doing is we are having this extraordinary experience right now. And this is a moment to claim the energy. And, you know, I'm my heart is so big watching everybody thank Benjamin over in the chat room. You know, guys, Benjamin was, yes, the catalyst, yet together we all called that in. And so this is the blessing of this community, is that the heart, the unconditional love, the focus, the divine spirit, this is the new earth. This is oneness. This is the world we're building. And I know that at 12:14 Eastern Standard Time tonight, we are all going to receive that into our lives. That's the gift.
It's wonderful. And you know, we are all surrogates in one way or another.
And look at, you know, we're looking at the world map right now, guys. We have listeners again in every continent on the planet.
It's wild and wonderful. Hello, Denmark. God. There's a lot of you there today.
Yeah, a lot of you in the UK. And it looks like Ireland, France, Germany, Italy, Portugal, Spain, Russia, Ukraine. Is that Finland up there I'm seeing? And
Finland.
And
hello.
India, Bangladesh. Bangladesh, Egypt, Uruguay, Suriname, of course, here in Ecuador, New Zealand, all over the United States
and Canada.
Wow!
We celebrate the one.
Yeah, and it is through Vishnu's grace. I agree, and I feel this huge discus. And this is really extraordinary. It really is extraordinary. And we are just so honored to be with all of you. And guys, I don't know that I've been in my body at all today, Sri. I really don't. I think this whole show, because of this extraordinary support from this community, you guys have assisted me to be able to sustain virtually being in this kind of quasi-ensouled presence for this entire show.
Let's just say I'm not the designated driver today.
Yeah, no. That's a good thing we're home. I agree with that. Well, I know we have so many more people hanging on, Sri.
Let's head back to the line. We're going to go to line two, and we'll say hello to Nancy from California.
Namaste, beautiful. Welcome.
Hello. So much love I'm sending to both of you. I'm still floating, like I can't even believe today with what we just went through as a community. I'm sending big hugs, love to both of you, Sri and Kara. You're so, so amazing what you've given to so many of us and continue to give into the community that is out there. I just feel your presence so much, and it was so important for me today to feel that. And I'm just calling for a mini soul reading today.
Oh, Nancy, you take my breath away, honey. And the reason you take my breath away is because the beauty there is, I see these beautiful tears coming out of your eyes. And with each tear, it's like thousands of years of old energy that's coming out. And I see your head kind of bent gently. You're sitting, it's nighttime. You're sitting out in this beautiful meadow. There are crisp stars everywhere. And you're like playing in the grass, like you're sitting there and you're kind of gazing at the grass. And it's like you have this little crystal wand and you're just kind of separating each blade of grass. But I'm watching these wings sprouting, and I want you to bring your breath to the center of your back. And these wings that are sprouting are what are actually talking to you. And what this energy, this freedom energy, is saying is that, beloved one, it is now time for you to release that which has long been ready to go and to spread your wings once more and fly. You do not need to do anything other than let your heart heal, remove that which would seek to stop, and let yourself birth. And I'm having a hard time again with words today. I just want you to receive this and receive this. The visual is so profound, and I am watching moonbeams beautiful silvery moonbeams, just, you know, full moon beams. Here we are. They're saying, use this night, command the light. It is your time. And so it is. And I love you, Nancy. And I can't stop crying. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God. I love you guys. You're so amazing. You're so, and the whole community out there. It's beyond words what I feel right now. It's like the most beautiful thing that I could ever describe is what I feel.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Much
thank
love.
We love you
so
honey.
Much.
No,
so
thank
much
you,
love.
My love. Many blessings. Bye. Oh, honey.
Oh, take a breath.
Do we have time for one more or no?
We can always do well.
Yeah, you know, I'm loving this because, you know, I'm having a hard time even knowing what's happening here. And it's funny, our producer just said, yes, you've got time for one more call. Yeah, because, wow, you guys are amazing. All right. Hey, guys, I hope you've still got us there. We blew up the station. The energy you couldn't hear because we actually blew up the station. We are back. And wow, guys, the energy has just been crazy today. But I do want to go back, and just this beautiful being was just asking and saying, you know, I often feel I do not belong here, and the feeling has taken up momentum in the past 2 years, struggling to progress on the journey. I would appreciate if you could share a soul reading for me. Okay, guest 917, I want you to bring a hand to your heart, and I want you to remember one thing. I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. And These thoughts are not you. This is the remnant of an ego that is terrified because the master that you are is already awake, or you wouldn't have found yourself to this chat room. You would not have found your way to our videos. My angel, I am here. I am ready. I am open. Guide me. Use it. Scream it. Shout it. And it will take you where you're ready to go. And that's the message that all of the angels around you want you to hear, other than they are there and you are being guided. And guys, I Sri, I'm seeing the time. Our producer's saying we have time. Let's squeeze in one more caller.
Well, we'll do that. All let's right. go to line four and say hello to Eva from California.
Namaste, beautiful one.
Namaste. I'll be really quick. I'm currently staying at a house with a 1212 number. And when I wrote to you guys, which was really important, it was on the 1212. And somehow I'm supposed to be calling in. I'd love a soul, mini soul reading.
Wow, 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 wow. Thank you for calling and bringing your energy to all of us today. You're a powerhouse. Oh my gosh. And so around you are rainbow radiations, really tight to your body is that gold spiral when we did earlier. My entire crown chakra is tingling. You're going gold. I'm seeing gold, blue, green, pink, yellow, and then it expands. And everything is screaming and saying, you have become the pulse beat of the universe. Harness the pulse and stand up and notice, and you will see that which you have been looking for. And I am telling you, Eva, it's your time. I love you, honey. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Just thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you, honey. Thank you for your presence and for your being. We love you so much. And to all of you out there on today's show, I don't even know how to say thank you. So just feel my heart. Why don't we just all bring our hands to our heart
yes.
right now
yeah.
and you know, allow ourselves to again start future pacing. We are not that far from this extraordinary night. And let's not get hung up on times or dates. Let's just stay in the gift of this energy. Let's just stay in the presence of this. You have given a gift. And the universe sees your truth, and the universe knows your love and your radiance and your presence. And this evening or early this morning, when it becomes 12:12 and 14 seconds Eastern Standard Time, your heart, whether you're awake or not, will receive that gift, because in this moment, we are claiming that gift now. May we each bow our head. May we each feel the blessing that is being showered upon us. May we each know the truth of our divine mastery. And may we each know that we are here. We are ready. We are open. And yes, we are all guided. We love you so much with all of our heart and soul.
And beloved ones, until we have the joy of being with you live next week, use this time to consciously breathe, to connect.
And as you do, go to SriAndKira.com. This is the perfect moment. Check out the cosmic event happening on the solstice. Go get the PDF today, because this is a divine moment of manifest power. We love you so much.
And we wish you a beautiful
Namaste. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.